Welcome back, everybody, to In the Loop. What is up, everybody? My name is Michael Burpo. Thanks again for listening to In the Loop. This week, more of an update of an episode. I'm going to just tease a little bit of the interviews that we have coming up. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Punchmark Client Workshop, and I'm going to be doing a live episode here, as well as an audio blog of the entire event. And I also have maybe the biggest interview I've ever booked coming up in just 2 weeks, and that one will be coming around the bend pretty soon. And I kind of want to tease it a little bit. So stay with us. I'm going to just bring up a couple of ones and then we'll get out of here and let you go on with your day. So stay with us. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Punchmark, the jewelry industry's favorite website platform and digital growth agency. Our mission reaches way beyond technology. With decades of experience and long-lasting industry relationships, Punchmark enables jewelry businesses to flourish in any marketplace. We consider our clients our friends, as many of them have been friends way before becoming clients. Punchmark's own success comes from the fact that we have a much deeper need and obligation to help our friends succeed. Whether you're looking for better e-commerce performance, business growth, or campaigns that drive traffic and sales, Punchmark's website and marketing services were made just for you. It's never too late to transform your business and stitch together your digital and physical worlds in a way that achieves tremendous growth and results. Schedule a guided demo today at punchmark.com/go.
And now, back to the show. All right, everybody. So I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Punchmark Client Workshop. And if you're new here, what that is a 2-day educational summit sort of thing that Punchmark puts on where we have as many of our clients as possible come to Charlotte and we do, you know, educational sessions about their marketing, about their website, about their branding. We also talk about the Punchmark tools, but also get the opportunity to, hear about from our partners and the groups that we work with that we're excited about, and also to meet with their account managers and the people at Punchmark that are helping them with their websites. It's a really fun time. We also have a lot of cocktail hours and dinners that go with it. And I'm going to be audio blogging the entire thing. So you have the opportunity to kind of come in my backpack with me and kind of hear what I'm experiencing along the way. And I've done this for a couple of events in the past, and it was really well received. And I'm excited to share that with you again this year. But also what I'm super excited about is on the second day, I'm going to be doing a live recording of In the Loop in front of an audience. And this will be the second time I've ever done that. And last year is really well received, and it was such a fun opportunity to speak and feel the audience in front of you and the energy. So I'm excited to do that again this year. But I wanted to get this episode out today because I didn't want you guys to think, first of all, we had fallen off a cliff, but second of all, to tease a couple of upcoming interviews that I have. And I'm really excited to bring to you because In the Loop started out as more of an e-commerce podcast. So talking more about how jewelers can capitalize on their online presence and their branding and things like that. And we're starting to shift more into jewelry industry professional interviews. And I find that super fun because there are so many people that make this industry special and one of a kind and are pushing things forward. And one of those groups is RJO. And a lot of our listeners are going to be a member of RJO, and I'm going to be interviewing a few members of the RJO board of directors. And I'm so excited to hear kind of their views on where they think the industry is going, how they're going to combat stores closing down at record rates, and also to hear their views on where they think that people need to be with e-commerce, if they're going to start pushing that more or if they think it's in the right space already. And another interview I'm excited about that's going to be coming up pretty soon is we have secured the first exclusive interview with the new AGS president, Alexis Pattis. And I'm sure you've probably heard of the Pattises in the past, and they are one of those blue flame thinkers that really are pushing things forward. They have a lot of stores out in California, and Alexis was just recently announced as the new president for AGS, and I'm excited to speak with her about where she thinks the industry is going and what they're going to do to kind of keep pushing everybody into the next kind of generation. I am going to probably leave it right there. We have a lot of things coming down the pike, and I'm so excited to bring them to you. Things feel like they're clicking at In the Loop, and we're getting the opportunity to interview people that I've always wanted to, and finally, some doors are opening. So if you're interested, you could always leave me feedback on punchmark.com/loop, that's L-O-U-P-E, or send me an email, michael@punchmark.com, with some feedback. I'm always trying to make this thing better, and getting feedback from you is always a great way for me to improve and make sure I bring things that are most pertinent to you. I think that's kind of where I will call it. Thanks so much for listening. Shorter episode this week, but we'll be back next week with another episode. Cheers. Bye.